Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scotty Madison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ross Jones. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Madison reaches second base with a double. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pecota for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lombardozzi moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden bunts towards the mound. Saber Hargan catches it and throws to first to double up Laudner. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ross Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaetti moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Madison interferes with Gagne, who is awarded first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota throws towards first. Brett fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Gagne goes all the way around to score. Puckett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Madison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Madison reaches second base with a double. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Ross Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to third for the out. Pecota moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pecota scores. Jones moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Jones moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Saber Hagen covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Madison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Madison reaches second base with a double. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Ross Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Madison moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Madison scores. Pecota moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a line drive towards short. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Al Newman now playing second base. Tom Nieto now catching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field. Tartabull picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tartabull. Gagne moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. Madison strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ross Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Al Newman. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Tom Nieto. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.